Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 49. North winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 25. More sunshine and much warmer throughout Tuesday with our high nearing 66. Southeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And 36 Tuesday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 23 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The Riley County Police Department says it needs help locating two males involved in a Saturday shooting. Riley County officers responded to the report of gunshots in the 3300 block of Valleydale Drive outside Manhattan on February 12th around 3:30 p.m. When officers arrived on the scene, they found indications of gunshots exchanged between two males, 36 and 37-year-old, during an isolated incident. Riley County says the suspects were not present when the officers arrived on the scene. The investigation is ongoing and no arrests have been made at this time. However, Riley County says there's no perceived threat to the public regarding this incident. Wyandotte County will begin offering municipal photo IDs to immigrants and other vulnerable residents after county commissioners approved the move in a split vote. The Unified Government of Wyandotte County Board voted 6-4 Thursday night to offer the IDs under what was dubbed the, quote, Safe and Welcoming Wyandotte Act, unquote. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Authorities investigating a fatal crash in Russell County have identified the victims. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that just before 8:30 p.m. on Friday, a 2014 Toyota 4Runner driven by George C. Geyer, 40, of Russell, was southbound on 179th Street, 6 miles west of U.S. 183. The SUV entered the west ditch, rammed a field entrance, became airborne, and rolled to a stop on its roof. Geyer and the passenger, 10-year-old Cooper Geyer of Russell, were pronounced dead at the scene. They were not wearing seatbelts, according to the KHP. The Topeka Police Department says around 4:40 p.m. on Friday, officers received a call from the Shawnee County Emergency Communications Center of a disturbance resulting in a possible stabbing in the 100 block southeast Willow Way. When officers arrived, they located an adult victim suffering from minor injuries as a result of the incident. Brian Weichselman, Jr., 20, of Topeka, was located at the scene and taken into custody without incident. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Authorities say a northeastern Nebraska woman was killed earlier in the week last week when a car she was in collided with a semi-trailer. The Omaha World Herald reports that the crash happened Tuesday night on U.S. Highway 81 near Pierce. The Pierce County Sheriff's Office says 36-year-old Cassandra Lacoste of Pierce was a passenger in the car driven by a 51-year-old Pierce man that crashed into the rear of a semi-trailer that had pulled out onto the highway from a convenience store. An 81-year-old Lincoln man accused of killing his wife who had advanced Alzheimer's disease has died at a hospital. John Katopka had pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder and was being held at the Lancaster County Department of Corrections awaiting trial. A release from the jail said Katopka died on Thursday. Police said Katopka shot 78-year-old Janet Katopka at their home on June 20th. Janet Katopka required constant monitoring because of health problems. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, and Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners conducted mostly routine business at last week's meeting, approving purchase of two new work trucks for a total of $89,000 and appointing Cassie Strunk to fill the Marshall County vacancy on the Pawnee Mental Health Board. A road use agreement for the Grain Belt Express transmission line was presented for consideration, and a representative is scheduled to meet with commissioners the February 28th meeting. The Grain Belt, passing through Marshall County, will carry wind-generated electricity from southwest Kansas to Illinois and Indiana. Lines would run parallel to U.S. Highway 36, about 2 to 2.5 miles south of the highway. Washington County Commissioners held a brief executive session with the Environmental Science Director and discussed potential land acquisition and purchase, with no decisions made as a result at last week's meeting. A volunteer is being sought for an opening on the Transient Guest Tax Board. The Washington County Attorney presented a timeline for the High Banks Wind Farm construction, which is planned for a section along the Washington Republic County line, noting that survey work on the proposed haul route is being conducted, which will be used to determine any road or bridge modifications required that will be funded by NextEra. Tree work could begin late this year in November, with road work to start shortly after the first of next year. The project will be a joint agreement with Republic County, and all agreements will be approved mutually by both counties' commissioners. The Nemahal County Sheriff asked commissioners to consider hiring a full-time IT director at some point in the near future. Gage County Board of Supervisors at last week's meeting briefly discussed topics for the Township Supervisors' annual meeting, planned March 10th, 7 p.m. at the American Legion in Beatrice. Laura Johnson McNish of Marysville has filed for district judge for the 22nd District, as current Judge James Patton has indicated that he does not intend to file for re-election. The district serves Marshall, Nemahal, Brown, and Donovan counties. McNish has served as magistrate judge since July 2019, after appointment to fill the unexpired term of Roy Roper in Donovan County. She's also previously served as Marshall County Attorney and worked with the Kansas Department of Revenue. KNDY begins a series of salutes recognizing FFA Month this week, with students and officers of area high school chapters featured on the radio. Gene F. Bernosik, age 93, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Rose Hill Cemetery at Axtell. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Gene Bernosik. Carol A. Wells, age 74, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Carol Wells. Doug Hooligan Holly, age 61, of Odell, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30, at the Hanover American Legion, burial in the Hanover City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Doug Holly. Jennifer Jen Horn, age 44, of Bremen, passed away February 9th. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville, burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will greet friends Thursday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jan Horn. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken strips, a biscuit, baked beans, mixed veggies, and plums. Tomorrow, smothered steak, mashed potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and diced pears. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
A At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures continuing to warm back up throughout the region today as an upper-level ridge starts to make its way through. Staying a bit chillier throughout Iowa today with highs in the lower 20s and lower 40s. As for the rest of the region, staying extremely mild with highs in the lower 40s and upper 50s throughout Nebraska, the upper 40s and lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the lower 40s and upper 50s throughout Missouri. Conditions will continue to stay dry with lots of sunshine, staying fairly mild across the region in most areas overnight tonight, while temperatures in Iowa stay a bit chillier with lows in the single digits and lower 20s. The lower to upper 20s throughout Nebraska, the upper 20s and upper 30s throughout Kansas, and the lower 20s to mid-30s throughout Missouri. Temperatures will warm up on Tuesday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, 45. Record high in this state, 80. The average low, 22. And the record low, 10 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:20. Sunset this evening, 6:03. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 14th of February. It's Valentine's Day. KNDY News time is 7:16.
Valentine's Day is all about love, but not just romantic love. It's the perfect opportunity to shower your family, friends, and children with sweet notes and gifts to remind them of just how much they mean to you. And Reflections is here to help. From funny and sentimental cards to delicious gourmet chocolates and candies, adorable Valentine's Day plush, and more, you're guaranteed to find something they'll love. Make Reflections Hallmark your Valentine's Day shopping destination, located at 901 Broadway in downtown Marysville.
A late rally turns the tide for Los Angeles. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Vince Lombardi Trophy is staying in L.A. After a strong first half, the Rams allowed the Bengals to swing the momentum back in their favor to begin the third quarter of Super Bowl 56.
Burrow to Higgins as he knocked over Jalen Ramsey and ran it into the end zone to give the Bengals the lead.
The call on 700 WLW. But in perhaps the biggest game of his career, Rams QB Matthew Stafford turned the tide and capped off the final two-minute drive of the season to the sure-handed Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp's got it! Cooper Kupp brings it in! Touchdown! Touchdown! Touchdown, L.A.!
The call on ESPN L.A. 710. Stafford's toss to Kupp and a fourth-quarter stop by defensive end Aaron Donald helped the Rams clinch their second-ever Super Bowl title with a 23-20 victory over the Bengals, their first championship in L.A. Celebrating fans can be heard across Los Angeles. After the big game, Rams head coach Sean McVay.
I can't say enough about the resilience of this team. Guys stepping up when they had to. And it's going to sound like a broken record, but that's what makes this team great. That's why they're world champs.
Bengals coach Zach Taylor finding a way forward.
Stings right now, but you got to find a way to just really cherish what this group had together. It's a special group. It's rare that you get to coach a team like this.
Rams receiver Cooper Kupp was named Super Bowl MVP. To the NBA, after losing their first two matchups this season.
Tatum steps to his left. He's into an open three, and he drills it.
And he threw that down before that even left a team, man.
The call on WBZ. The Boston Celtics snagged an eighth straight win to finally beat the Atlanta Hawks 105-95. The Court of Arbitration for Sport cleared 15-year-old Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva to compete in the Beijing Olympics despite failing a pre-Olympics drug test. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Monday night makeup games, Marysville at Wamego, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Kansas Jayhawks pregame 7:30 live on FM 95.5.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Manhattan Trench Company, Manhattan, Kansas, building a special stock down breeder for sale Wednesday, February the 16th, starting at 11 a.m. on the first calf heifer pairs. Consignments include 9 black calves vaccinated fall calves and first calf heifers. They'll have September-October calves. Besides, there'll be 18 Angus first calf heifers with 30 to 45-day-old Angus sire calves, 15 fancy red Angus first calf heifers with 35-day-old AI sire calves. We'll have 60 black first calf heifers. They're AI bred for March calving. 20 red Angus first calf heifers bred to Angus bulls for February 20 calving. Bred cows include a complete dispersal of 140 red Angus, black Angus cows. They'll be 4 years to short and solid. Bred to Hereford Angus and red Angus bulls for March 1 calves. There'll be 50 fancy black, black white face Angus and sim Angus cows. 3 to 6 years old, they'll be bred for late February March calves. We'll have over 300 black, black white face Charley and red Angus cows. They'll be 3 years to short and solid. They're bred for late February through March calving. To consign cows or for more information on a special cow sale to be held on Wednesday, February the 16th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commish Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Senate is due this week to approve a House-passed continuing resolution to keep the government funded at fiscal year 21 levels through March 11th. A CR enacted in December expires on Friday. The three-week March 11th extension, designed to give congressional appropriators time to finish negotiating a fiscal year 22 omnibus bill. Lawmakers announced the agreement on a framework last week. The extension, though, is needed not just to keep the government funded, but also to maintain legal authority for USDA's livestock price reporting system. Authority for the system, scheduled to expire last September, but has been temporarily extended by successive CRs. The president's signature Build Back Better bill includes $555 billion in climate-related measures, remains on life support in the Senate. At stake, $80 billion in agriculture and forestry spending, including $20 billion for Farm Bill conservation programs and new payment program for cover crops. Senator Joe Manchin, whose vote is critical to pushing even a portion of the bill through the 50-50 Senate, has indicated he would support some provisions, but remains concerned about inflation, and January's Consumer Price Index only raised fresh concerns for Democrats as supermarket prices rose a full 1% in January, contributing to a 0.6 rise in the CPI. A group of U.S. ag organizations has filed a lawsuit against the EPA over chlorpyrifos. 21 groups want the agency's pending ban on the product to be halted and eventually revoked. The lawsuit was filed as the EPA will finalize its rule for revoking the food tolerances for the insecticide on February 28th. That will effectively ban U.S. farmers from legally using the product. The rule was issued by the Biden EPA in August of last year, and ag groups filed a series of petitions asking the judge to issue a stay halting EPA's pending ban until the lawsuit can be reviewed. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, climate change and agriculture go hand in hand, and many in the agricultural community say that they felt like they haven't had much of a say in some of the climate change policies being debated at the federal level. But there's a new initiative going on from a bipartisan organization, and a former Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss from the state of Georgia sat down with us here on the Mid-America Ag Network to talk about the new initiative working to try and find a voice for agriculture in the climate change discussion.
Andy, I'm pretty excited about the fact that today we have rolled out 24 recommendations from our group regarding solutions, and I emphasize that, solutions that agriculture can participate on the issue of climate change. After the 2020 election, it was pretty obvious by the folks at the bipartisan center that it was a certainty that climate change would be at the very top of the list for the new administration, and that agriculture should be in the conversation because the industry can be a major contributor to the issue. But unfortunately, agriculture has never had a seat at the table relative to the debate on climate change. So the bipartisan council, bipartisan center, reached out to Senator Heidi Heitkamp from North Dakota and myself and asked us to co-chair a task force to delve into the issue and to make recommendations over the following 12 months, which we have done.
He goes on to say that they found different experts in different fields of agriculture to try and find proper solutions and give recommendations to the current administration between agriculture and climate change moving forward. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Good morning, Dennis Hendricks, Beatrice 77 Livestock. Hey, good morning to everybody on a great day. The bright old moon going down in the west, and it looks like another nice day here. And certainly hope it is your way also on Happy Valentine's Day. Well, it's Monday, and folks, what a great day to get started. $1.40 in the cash market, so we're fully steady there. $2 higher on the carcass at $2.24, and that should be for a good start to this week. Well, later in the week, we need to talk about our bread cow special. We'll be back Thursday morning right here on the air with our bread cow special at 11 a.m. on Thursday. Just to give you a summary, folks, we've got 17 Red Angus first calf families. We've got 15 black and red first calf families. Well, we've got another set out of the Kapperman, 15 to 20 families coming up here on Thursday in the bred heifer department. There will be about 100 of those good close-up first calf bred heifers and 210 bred cows. That's Thursday, 11 o'clock. Here today, 10 o'clock start. In the noon hour, we will get to the hay department in the alfalfa 244, in the brome 136, in the grass 60, in the straw 26. In the big rounds, there's 10 second cut alfalfa, 10 third cut alfalfa, weighing 1670. There's 10 fourth cut that weighs 1601. In the round prairie, 14. In another group of round prairie, 28. In the round brome, there's 10. Round Milo Stover, there's 5 round bales. And in the CRP, there is 22 bales. Well, when we get to the Catawin folks, and on the inside, there is one 9-year-old black family. Well, she's got a set of twins here today. And so certainly a nice cow. The calves are good shape. So if you're in the cow-calf department, certainly come up and see us here today. There will be just a handful of bred cows here today with our special on Thursday. In the feeder cattle, we'll get started with the Civet cattle out of Milligan. 7 Red Angus heifers are going to weigh 550. Kendall's out of Plymouth got 7 black baldy steering heifers are going to weigh 5 to 600. Cox cattle out of Fairbury's 10 black steering heifers 5 to 675. Steinhoff cattle out of Crete is 11 black and red steering heifers are going to weigh 6 to 700. Schmidt's out of Marysville, 12 black heifers are going to weigh 600. Another group of good Beatrice cattle, 15 black steering heifers weighing 650. The Linnemans out of Beatrice Philly area, they've got 90 black baldy steering heifers are going to weigh 600, folks, really a super set. Followed by a great set of 26 black steering heifers are going to weigh 6 to 700, Lance Fulton. Mooremeyer Brothers out of Roca, always a good set of cattle, 20 black steering heifers weighing 4 to 650. The Krugers out of Cortland's got 115 black baldy. They're going to be steering heifers at that 675 to 750. Terry Mieske out of Weeping Water, 23 Red Angus, 4 to 600 pounds. They're certainly going to be steering heifers. Dave Juniman out of Washington's got a great Valentine's Day special of 48 black baldy red heifers. They're going to be 700 pounds. And the Swartz's out of Pawnee City's going to have 11 Black Angus Holstein cross steers. They're going to be 600. Now, folks, all these cattle are weaned, vaccinated, certainly home raised, certainly the right kind, and come out to Beatrice 77 Livestock if you're in need of good food. feeder cattle. Well, we say thanks for the business. Give us a call, Tony Rick or Denny, at 223-3571. And as you know, you certainly can go to all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
/7:29 from KNDY. Milder temperatures warming well into the 50s for today.
Our language detectives are on the trail of a heart-shaped mystery. Details are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac. Farmers and ranchers looking to help their own following the devastating windstorms and fires in Kansas December 15th can use the Hitchpin app to help deliver relief.
Hitchpin is a great way to let others know what kind of help you need, or if you are able to help by donating hay, services, materials, labor, or any other kind of donation.
From the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, February 14th. Valentine's Day is the 45th day of the year, and it's Statehood Day for Arizona and Oregon. The expression to wear your heart on your sleeve may have its origins in Valentine's traditions. One ancient Roman festival involved matching partners by drawing names from a jar. Girls' names were printed on slips of paper that boys would pin to their clothing. Another explanation may come from medieval jousting traditions. Knights were said to have worn the colors of the lady they were supporting with ribbons tied to their arms. Today we use the expression to mean one's affections are clearly on display. So if you're going to wear your heart on your sleeve, there's no more suitable time than Valentine's Day. There is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about this day in history online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Jalen Wilson scored a game-high 22 points, and number 8 Kansas held off stubborn Oklahoma 71-69 Saturday afternoon in Lawrence. Kansas used a 15-2 run late in the game to come back from a deficit and take its largest lead. The Sooners trimmed it to 70-69 before Wilson hit a free throw. Kansas, who's now 20-4 overall, 9-2 in the Big 12, also got 18 points from Christian Brown and 11 from Ochai Agbaje. Up next for the Jayhawks, they host Oklahoma State tonight, 8 o'clock on ESPN. Marquise Noel scored 5 of his 16 points in overtime, and Kansas State rallied from a 15-point second-half deficit to beat Iowa State 75-69 in Ames, Iowa. Nigel Pack made 4 three-pointers and scored 19 points. Mark Smith added 15 points and 9 rebounds. The Wildcats head home and prepare for West Virginia tonight. Tip-off 6 o'clock on ESPN2. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night basketball scores in girls action. Clay Setter took Marysville 41-29. Wamego beat Abilene 53-41. Chapman took Concordia 41-26. Washington County girls over Axtell 42-29. Hanover beat Donovan West 52-45. Frankfort wins over Troy 60-51. Centralia girls took Valley Heights 33-29. And Lynn beat Wetmore 54-28. Boys action, Marysville down Clay Setter 58-39. Wamego outlasted Abilene 47-42. Concordia beat Chapman 74-47. Axtell boys over Washington County 60-45. Hanover topped Donovan West 73-31. Troy took Frankfort 48-39. Centralia boys beat Valley Heights 73-51. And it was Wetmore over Lynn 56-52. Kansas State pregame at 2, Saturday on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
It was a 1-1 contest of the Washington County girls basketball team defeated
the Axel Eagles 42-29 on Friday night. Leading the way for the Tigers was Riley DeZine with 17 points, and then Jesse Hoover also with 17 in the victory for the Tigers. On the side of the Axel Eagles, Aspen Bussing with 14 and Laney Porting with 9. Then on the boys' side, it was a strong victory for the Axel Eagles, defeating the Tigers 60-45, leading the way for Axel as Isaac Detweiler with 16 total points. Owen Strothman and Eli Blockerman both shared the next one with 12. And then on the side of the Tigers, Peyton LeDuc with 15 and Miles Miller with 10. That'll do it here from Washington County. I'm Paxton Gordon with Andy Wine.
Marysville Bulldogs split a pair with the Clay Center Tigers in North Central Kansas League play Friday. Marysville boys win 58-39, trailed by one halftime. Marysville free throws making a difference, hitting 19 of 28, while Clay Center was 7 of 10 on the night. Bulldogs led by Jack Lauer with 17 points. Sam Jesperson scored 11 as the Bulldogs improved 7-9, 3-4. Clay Center's top scorer, Mark Hoffman, had 9 points. Tigers fall to 9-8, 4-3. Season split in the series between the two. Marysville boys win 58-39. Clay Center won the free throw line. In the girls' game, they were 17 of 21, while Marysville was 6 of 14. Tiger ladies prevail 41-29, led by Shelby Siebold and J.C. Shirley with 10 apiece. Clay Center improves to 11-6, 4-3. Marysville led by Madison Runnebaum, fouling out late with 14 points as Marysville falls to 8-8, 5-2, losing both games this season to Clay Center, 41-29 the final Friday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierke.
Monday night makeup games, Marysville at Wamego, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Kansas Jayhawks pregame 7:30, live on FM 95.5.
KNDY.